courtesy of the Adam Kokesh page on Facebook. We've been talking about what's been happening out in the so-called range war in Nevada. What you're listening to here is audio of several uniformed men. You can hear the tasers. Pointing weapons, tasers, they've got barking dogs, as you can hear. At a large crowd. I would say a crowd of approximately 30 people. I'm not sure exactly where
many of them are there.
There are several officers, so maybe six,
generally,
seven.
They do not like those odds.
So they've been tasing people, apparently. I don't think that was included in this particular video.
Let it go.
So anyway, the range war. It goes on for 11 minutes. This range war, for those of you just tuning in, is a cattle rancher that has been on a property for generations. His cattle's been grazing on Federal Bureau of Land Management land. He hasn't been paying the fees in protest because he says the Bureau of Land Management, they're a bunch of bureaucrats and they're just taking the money. Whereas he'd rather actually put the money to good use in improving the land, which apparently they were doing a real shoddy job of. Now, they are stealing his cattle. One caller says they're shooting his cattle with snipers. There was a mainstream news article saying they had hired cowboys to come in and, you know, lasso up the cattle and take them out. And they're trying to steal his cattle and or kill his cattle. They're blocking off roads, and that's what you can see in this video is there. And they've got police vehicles. They're preventing these activists from getting near the family's ranch. So they're trying to stop people from coming in and providing physical assistance to this family. They are surrounding, you know, the ranch with snipers, apparently. This is a situation that is brewing into something that could possibly be very violent. And obviously tensions are high. You've got, again, cops with dogs and tasers attacking a crowd of people who are just there to protest, it appears.
One thing that if anybody's outnumbered, and that's what these police are in this circumstance, they're going to feel cornered. Cornered mm-hmm. people do bad things.
Yeah. So I'll link to this video, and apparently Adam Kokesh has gone out there because he's now living in the Los Angeles area, and Adam is on the scene out there, and I don't know what's going to, you know, result out of that, or I haven't watched any of his videos yet, but he's there, and it's good to have him out there. I think he's doing some live broadcasts, as a matter of fact. So
sounds like his kind of thing.
Yep. So, it'll be very interesting to see what Adam produces because he's back. He's out of prison, and it's good to see him getting back out there and doing some video work. We're going to go and continue with your phone calls and thoughts here, and then we'll continue with some other discussions that we touched on earlier on in the program. Mark, you've yet to read this letter that you wrote to the city clerk in Keene, New Hampshire, that sent you a threat. They sent you a threatening letter about your dog. We'll get to that
animal.
Here. About your animal. Bill is in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WPBQ. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, the situation in Nevada brought up memories of things that the feds have done and mismanaged over the many decades, such as the spotted owl situation up in the Pacific Northwest, and it caused far more damage to everything in the way they tried to carry it out. And of course, there never really was a threat to the so-called spotted owl, and I mean there are many others like the snail darter in Tennessee and the Mississippi sandhill crane in Mississippi, and they just have. The feds, that is, just have a horrible track record in trying to manage anything that they ever do in terms of the land and the species.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, I remember the Rush Limbaugh was deep into this spotted owl thing, and at one point or another, he's pointed out that there's these pictures of the owls making nests and all kinds of things like up on wires, and the owls are doing fine. Human encroachment isn't affecting them in the least.
Right. But of course, it affected the feds because they lost control of something, or at least that's something that they thought they could control.
Right. Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
That pretty much is what I want to add to the discussion about their horrible track record of trying to do whatever they do.
Yep, and then one of our callers last hour said that the situation in Nevada is based on protecting some sort of tortoise, which apparently is now being killed and euthanized by the very same bureau that is attempting to protect them or something ridiculous like that. Thank you, Bill, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about protecting animals on the home front. Mark, your dog is under attack. And by the way, for those that want more on the Range War story, we're probably going to be hearing more about it. We had a listener who said he would call in. He's going out there tomorrow to kind of check the situation out on the ground. We'll get a report from him, and then we'll actually talk to one of the Bundy family members on Saturday night. That's the plan. So we'll be bringing you more about that. But, Mark, this is your situation, something that happens to more people. Not very many people are ranchers and can relate to what's happening to the guy out in Nevada, but a lot of people have dogs or cats or animals that they love within their household, and there are people calling themselves the city or the town or the state that come after them with threats of violence. What has happened to you?
Well, I didn't think that this was going to be something worth talking about this evening, so I didn't bring their letter of sort of threat that I've got to, you know, take care of this by the end of April or else. But essentially, you know, I took my animal to the veterinarian. I have a mailbox here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I get my mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my animal to a veterinarian in Keene, New Hampshire. And I believe that the towns and cities in the surrounding area want a list, at least the larger ones, want a list of the people who get their animals vaccinated. Specifically dogs vaccinated, so that they can then hit them up for, you know, hit them up for money.
Licensing fees.
Now, one of the reasons that they want the licensing fee, get this, is to ensure that the animals gets a rabies shot.
Sure.
How do they get the list of people who have animals so that they can tax them for the license fee?
From the rabies.
From the list of rabies shots. So the people who are actually doing the thing that they're trying to collect a fee to supposedly enforce, as if, I don't know, I've never seen the dog rabies cop walking around making sure that people have rabies, you know, their animals are handled for rabies. You know, let's be clear about what this is. So I wrote this letter. It came from the city clerk.
So they basically told you, we've determined you have a dog. You will pay us by this date or else.
That's correct.
Do you remember what the or else is?
Fines and that sort of thing. I believe there's a $25 fine at some point.
Okay.
And then it may get worse after that. So I wrote back to the city clerk. Mm-hmm. Her name's Patty. And I said, Patty, I happen, you know, we know Patty. And I said, Patty, I hope you're well. It's been some time since I've heard from you. Since this is a legal matter, I'm going to dispense with the pleasantries. I got a letter from you pointing out, now she signed this thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an auto sign or whatever, but she's responsible for it in my mind, whether she has any idea.
She's just doing her job, Mark.
Yep. Pointing out that we had honey. Now, I'd like to point out, honey is spelled in all capital letters. I don't know what this means, but
their letter, it was spelled in all
caps. Yes, they were very clear. It was in all capital letters. Now, honey is, for those who have been to Pork Fest, I call her Fruit Loop. My wife doesn't like that name. She goes with Honey. So she took her the first time, and that's who Honey is. So let's see, pointing out that we had Honey vaccinated for rabies, and that the state requires a dog license to ensure that we vaccinated for rabies.
Wait, the state requires that?
Yes, it's actually a state law. Now, it's administered by towns, and towns are allowed to charge what they wish.
So you're telling her that the state requires it. Okay.
Well, that's what her letter said.
You're quoting her letter.
Right. I didn't quote her letter. Okay. I just don't feel like spending that. I didn't feel like spending that much time. I just said, I got a letter from you pointing out that we had honey vaccinated for rabies, and that the state requires the dog license to ensure that we have vaccinated for rabies.
Okay.
It seems ironic that you might search for scoff laws that are complying with the very reason for the law in the first place. Because this is really nasty pool.
Can I post this on freekeen.com?
No.
Why?
I don't play your games on freekeen.com.
Wait, what, but you're talking about it on the radio. Why
so
can't
what?
I post
this
it on
This is freekeen? In freekeen.com radio, buddy. I don't want to be associated with freekeen.com. It's just too much stuff in town. Sorry. So, let's just call this what it is, a dog tax. And that's what it is. It's a dog tax. Now, you can have a cat. They're not going to tax the cat. You can have a mouse in your house, and they're not going to tax the mouse. You can have fleas on your body. They're not going to tax those.
With more Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype us. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, there's a big announcement coming up with cashintocoins.com.
There is. I can't announce it today, obviously, but that's
but
why
big.
A big announcement coming up. It is. There's going to be some changes at cashintocoins.com. Now, they are still the fastest, safest, easiest way for you to get bitcoins? I don't know about fastest. It would depend on I don't think that they're the largest cash into coins option out there. And you don't have to do any setup, you know, like with the other systems. You're going to link your bank account. You're going to link.
You're going to show an ID.
Yeah. You send them a power bill, photocopy your driver's license, do those kinds of things. And after you go through those days and days of stuff, you can buy bitcoins quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't buy them for cash without people necessarily, you know, knowing who you are. Cash into coins. That's what they do, and they make it easy for you. It's completely legal. I know that the people are concerned with the legality of Bitcoin, but they're completely, you know, they're above board. They're registered MSBs with the U.S. government, and they make it easy for you. So their customer service is their top priority. I have dealt with them on multiple occasions, both getting Bitcoins and selling Bitcoins to them. Go there. You can actually donate some of your fee to charity, and orders under $40 have no fee at all. So it's cashintocoins.com. It's amazing. They had their bank pulled their ability to do deposit transfers, and they have nearly as much business coming in through money orders, checks. Let's see other ways that you can do it here. Wire transfers.
Mm-hmm.
People are still using cash into coins and getting their coins that way because people want to get them without having their name attached to it. Cashintocoins.com.
All right. So when the announcement happens, we will bring that to you.
Indeed.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, you were in the midst of reading a letter that you wrote in response to the city clerk threatening you, city of Keene, where you don't live. You don't live in the geographic area known as the city of Keene. You work here. You've got a mailbox here. And so they believe. Now, the funny thing about this is that the city of Keene deregistered me to vote years ago because they found out that I had registered with the address, you have to give them your domicile when you register. And I had put down my mailbox because I didn't want to give them where I lived in the city of Keene and or in the geographic designation known as the city of Keene. And so they deregistered. They unregistered me. You can't do that. You can't walk in to the city clerk's office and say, unregister me to vote. It does not work. Russell Canning tried it years ago, and they refused to do it. They'll take your name off the registry if you die. And they eventually figure out that you're dead, or in my case, they figured out that I wasn't actually registered at an actual domicile, so they pulled me. And I know that they know that the address that you have is the only mailbox store in town, because the one that I was at shut down. This, the one you're talking about, the Shipping Shack, that's the only one that exists. So they know you don't live at that address. They have to know that.
I guess. I don't know what they know or don't know. But
I guarantee you, if somebody tries to register to vote at that same address, it will be denied by that very same city clerk's office. But anyway, go ahead with your letter.
So anyway, going on here, I said the fact is that they're looking for they want you to have a dog license so they can ensure everybody has their dog vaccinated for rabies.
Mm-hmm.
They look for people who don't have dog licenses through the people who have gotten rabies shots for their dogs. If this isn't the most bass-ackwards way to run, I mean, this is just an immoral way to run their collection scheme, because they claim it's for rabies, but they're getting it from the people, the list from to go after them, from the people who have gotten rabies shots. It's crazy. This is a dog tax, and that's what I told Patty here. So I go on. I said, look, I'll comply with your demand for money if you can prove three things. One, Honey, all capital letters, Honey. So I'm not sure that they got some of her placenta. I'm pretty reasonably certain they didn't. Honey, all capital letters, is my animal. Two, Honey is a dog. Now, you know, this should be reasonable. For a dog license, they should have to prove, the burden of proof is on the accuser, and they should have to prove that an animal is a dog. And I think that a several $100 DNA test should suffice, and I'll be happy to pay their $5 dog licensing fee at that point.
Oh, okay. Good luck. If they're listening, they're probably saying, this man is cute, telling us how we're going to point our guns at him. You know,
and
I don't think it'll come to that, obviously, in this case, but
that Honey lives in Keene, New Hampshire.
Ooh.
If they can prove that it's my animal, because this is really an important thing. If I find a dog on the street and I say, and I've done this with a cat, this cat needs to be neutered.
Yeah.
This has happened. There was a stray that was coming around on a regular basis, no collar, got those, you know, those offensive little dangly things. And I'm like, you, mister, need to go to the vet. And I got him, and I took him in. And what if I, in the process, got the animal a rabies shot? And I got on their list. Now, I don't feel I have the responsibility simply because I give an animal a little bit of medical treatment to own that animal after that. So if I'm, you know, just some kind of do-gooder that runs around giving dogs rabies shots, or, you know, taking them to the vet and getting them rabies shots, am I then responsible for the licensure of all of these animals? Is that the claim?
Hmm.
So, no, I don't think that's fair. You need to prove that I possess this animal, that this animal is owned by me, and I think that's a very interesting story. It seems like the animal is constantly telling me what to do.
No, I totally agree with you. I think you've made some valid points. I think these are things that the burden is on them.
Yep,
for sure.
The burden to prove that it's a dog, there you go. I mean, how do you know that's a dog? How do I know it's a dog? It looks like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well,
you
the fact
prove
is,
a dog.
Most of the people who receive this threat are going to just go ahead and pay up. They're
well,
not
I didn't
do...
the first time. This is my second letter, and I just didn't ignored it the first time.
Did the amount go up?
I don't know. I wasn't, you know, there's no amount that I know
of.
You
obviously ignored it. So they didn't threaten you with an amount in the
original? There's a fine if I didn't pay. I don't even know what the amount is.
Right. Okay.
I have no intention of giving these people money. I sort of scanned their letter.
I suspect what's going to happen is they are going to go ahead and bring a charge against you, and then they'll go ahead and have to prove this in court. Like you want them to.
Interesting.
Like you want them to. That's my prediction in this case, because usually the government agents ignore any requests for information like this. I mean, I've written back to the government and on multiple occasions and asked them for their justification and how an obligation was created for me to obey their ordinances, and they never write back because they don't have any answers to those questions.
Well, I've got the clause for you then. I said, until then, I'll keep my money. If I don't hear from you, I'll consider this matter closed.
Oh, you'll hear from them.
Yeah, I tried that once. and it's worked so far. It's interesting.
Yep. So as far as I'm concerned, this matter is closed. I don't live in Keene. Now, if I've ever given a Keene address for anything, when does my responsibility... I don't have to tell these people what I'm doing. You know, I don't have to tell them that I've moved. Oh, you need a dog license. No, I don't need your little piece of paper. No.
That's so funny because, like, I think about how aware I am of the state and what it does. Mm-hmm. But if I move to a new place, it would never even occur to me, like, oh, well, I have a dog, so I must have to make a phone call.
Gotta
like,
how talk to the city clerk.
How many unregistered dogs must be running around in any city at once?
It's chaos. Yeah.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've encountered a situation like this. I have seen people in court, or at least paying at the window. I've never seen someone take it to trial. Hmm. I wonder if it's ever even happened. But I have seen people go to the window and pay, you know, kind of overdue dog fees and things like that.
I wonder if I could bring her to court.
They are not happy about that.
When animals,
then they would know you have a dog.
Good girl.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request first. After that, it's easy for you to connect from that point on at freetalklive.com. Again, the LRN, or the username you need for Skype, lrn.fm.
Buzzbox. You can go get a free pound of Buzzbox coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. This is delicious coffee. You got to try it for yourself. Go get the free pound. But one thing that they do that's different than other high-end coffee makers, now they've got 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade-grown. It's delicious. One thing they do that's different than these high-end coffee manufacturers is that they care about the people that produce it. So they allow people to take out loans to become part of their coffee co-op and work towards making a better life for themselves and their families. They also allow partners like Free Talk Live to work with them to give microloans to people who have nothing to do with coffee at all. So we're trying to put together 1,000 people, listeners of Free Talk Live, coffee drinkers like you. Come on. What's the percentage of people that drink coffee? It's got to be in the high 80s, if not 90%. And everybody likes a good cup of coffee. All the coffee drinkers like a good cup of coffee. You can go get a free pound. Try it out. And in the process, once you sign up for their subscription, you can cancel at any time. You'll be helping people around the world to live a better life, to provide for their families. These are the things. This is the kind of hand up that you want to give people, not a handout that they just become reliant on. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The toll-free number is 855-453. We're talking about Mark's animal, as he's calling it here. I think you're going to have a tough time, Mark, considering that you've probably admitted that you have a dog at certain past episodes of Free Talk Live.
Well, good, then they can research Free Talk Live in the process. They might get some education on the ideas of liberty.
Ooh, anyway, the city of Keene, the people calling themselves the city of Keene are threatening you. They are threatening to steal your dog from you if you don't pay up and give them, I don't know, it's like $4 or $7 or something like that, the licensing fee. It's one of those things where they've set it so low that most people are going to look at it and say, oh, sure, I'll go ahead and cut the check for $7 or whatever.
What kind of troublemaker wouldn't?
Yeah, and so Mark is not going to pay. And you're going to make them prove their case to prove that the dog is a dog.
You know they have no case, right?
That the dog is residing within the boundaries of the city of Keene.
And that it's even my dog.
And that it is even your dog. So it should
be there's a dog that shows up on my property on a pretty regular basis. He just comes around and, like, you know, he doesn't want to hang out. He doesn't want to smell hands or anything like that. He just kind of comes in, checks things out, and... You know, if he sees me, he runs away. Am I responsible for that dog too? Do I owe them money for this dog that wanders onto my property sometimes?
It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Want to go to the phones? We'll get to Nathan here, and you can call with your thoughts, especially if you've had to deal with something like this. Maybe you've been threatened over a dog before, and how did you handle it? Nathan is in Texas on Skype. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
I was floored when you said that it was in all capital letters. I think you should bring a defense of, do the laws and the Constitution apply to your animal?
What do you mean?
Well, because the all capital letters animal may not refer to the flesh and blood animal, which may or may not be under your roof. So you may have to have them prove that the laws apply to you or apply to this animal.
So
don't ever prove that.
Try to do the whole sovereign dog citizen thing on them.
Oh, and I also would love to see this on freeking.com. I cannot believe it was in capital letters. I thought you were pulling my leg there, Mark.
No, it's capital letters. Dog. The dog's name is in capital letters.
Well, first of all, coming at the using the question of how does the law become applicable to me, or in this case, the dog? They never answer that question.
No.
It's a fun question to ask because it shows the absurdity to some extent of their system, but they'll never answer that question. And if you ask it in court, it'll be objected to and the judge will uphold the objection. But nonetheless, this is going to be a fascinating case to watch. And so, Mark, you're basically saying that you're going to prohibit me from coming to the trial, recording video.
I'm not prohibiting you from doing anything.
Putting video out online.
You're a free, sovereign man on the land.
But you're going to ask me.
You're a living human being.
You're going to ask me as a friend to not do those things.
I'm not asking you to do anything.
You told me that you did not want me publicizing this case.
I just don't want to be involved in Free Keene.
Does being reported upon by a news website mean you're involved in that website? When the union leader does a news story on me, am I involved in the union leader at that point?
I don't think that they, I think that it would depend on the union leader gives all kinds of, good news agencies will give a report on how they're related to this thing or that thing. If I'm reported on in Free Keene, especially if it's going to look like, I'm related to it, is what I think. Wouldn't you agree? To the people, to the sort of uninitiated and keen that read this stuff?
There's a compromise here.
Okay.
And I think that the article mentions that you were strongly opposed to being associated. I mean, you could say that, you know, and you could still get the story that you want, Ian, and mention somewhere in the article that Mark was opposed to this association.
You could just...
interesting.
You could put a note at the top. Note. Mark Edgington is no way associated with Free Keene, doesn't wish to be associated with Free Keene. And then you report on the story. Does that sound like a compromise you could live with?
I don't know. Are you going to provide me with materials?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I'll give you the title. When Animals Are Taxed. Right? Remember? When Animals Attack, folks. If you're scoring at home, that was a good play on words.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Nathan, okay, so what else did you want to share? Anything?
Oh, I also had a second question on the same subject.
Yes.
I don't remember which program it was, but one of the programs, someone was talking about times when the bureaucrats are basically bluffing. Like, you know, they know that they have no legal case, that what they're telling you to do, you have no obligation at all to do. This sounds like one of those cases, like they just sort of made this up.
Yeah,
there's an obligation in the government's RSAs. Yeah, everyone has to license their dog and put a collar on it.
But this is confusing to me because I have used the address of the Keene Activist Center for certain things in the past. Mm. So I'm not sure whether they believe I live there or whether they've just taken a list of everybody who's gotten a vaccination and just sent them a phishing letter.
That's what it is.
Well, yeah.
They probably don't.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. They probably don't even know they sent it to you. You said that you know Patty. She probably didn't even read.
It looked like it could be an auto signature.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I was thinking of a different matter then, but it sounded like it was like something that bureaucrats will sometimes do. Like they'll just kind of, you know, make up an obligation for you to follow.
Nope. This is section 466 of the New Hampshire RSAs, the licensing of dogs. A multiple page long, just lengthy amount of legalese talking about dogs in various different circumstances.
You owe us.
But the number one point is all about getting it licensed.
It's a dog tax, and that's what it comes down to. This is supposed to be to get people to make sure that the animals are vaccinated for rabies, but they got me from the list of animals that were vaccinated for rabies. It's disgusting.
Oh, well, fair enough. It must have been another issue, but are there times where the bureaucrats will do that, where they'll just kind of, you know, see what they can get away with, so to speak?
They're always sending out letters trying to get money.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing here. They are using the existing statutes to see what they can get away with. They're just sending out invoices, and then they'll send out another one.
I'll bet you people in surrounding towns that have their dogs will just send them some money to make them go away.
Right. They don't want to go to court. Even though they're in the right.
Yeah, I used to live in Massachusetts, and I received quite a few letters like this, at least a handful.
And they didn't act on them?
Of letters like this. No, never. I never acted on them. I said, that's silly. Why would this be a thing that I would pay? And, you know, left Massachusetts, didn't go back. Gotten pulled over in Massachusetts. There aren't warrants for my arrest. I think that the phishing, that term is very accurate. And I think there's always just mailings going out looking for money to come back.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. And because it works.
Yeah.
Because
at this point, they're about a dollar in. It's about 50 cents to send a first-class letter, right? They're about a dollar in on a $5 license. They're insane.
Oh, yeah, they are. Uh-huh. It's all about compliance. It's all about you being obedient, doing what you're told.
When animals are taxed.
We will come back with more in moments. You can take control in the remaining minutes here of Free Talk Live. More coming up. 855, 450 free. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in a left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And we'll continue on over the next year, getting through the 30 things to stop doing to yourself.
Yep.
We're averaging about one per show with Brett on it. And
that makes it once a week.
I appreciate you waiting. That's...
Well, you like these kind of topics.
I do. And when we're done, I'll edit it together, the 30 episodes of Free Talk Live into one podcast.
So, Brett, by the way, speaking of his podcast, you can go to schoolsucksproject.com and you can download via podcast or direct link various different episodes.
Sure.
Of the show that has been going on for, was it 5 years now?
Yeah. You know, what I would say to people real quick, if you've never been there before, go to schoolsucksproject.com. There's a drop down menu called series. See what's there. See if there's something interesting you'd like to learn more about. Scroll through the front page. See if there's recent shows. And if you even, like, say you're a big fan of Mark Edge, put him into the search, see what comes up. He's been on School Sucks a couple of times. If I'm on Free Talk Live and it's worth reposting, I'll put it in my feed. So you can find Mark, you can find Ian, you can find your favorite Liberty personalities like Derek Jay or Jeffrey Tucker or a whole bunch of others.
A treasure trove.
I like that. I didn't want to say that myself, but since you did, yes, treasure trove.
So go to schoolsucksproject.com for more of Brett. As we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by Pro XPN. And, you know, speaking of videos, YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel. And we've just, within the last couple months, started to upload videos to it. Full episodes of Free Talk Live, all 3 hours per night. The cam version of the show, essentially, is recorded and then uploaded after our live show. So if you want to go and watch Free Talk Live, maybe you've missed a moment, you want to see what happened in the studio, you can do that now at youtube.freetalklive.com. Again, youtube.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our YouTube channel. Barry is in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Barry.
Hey, fellas, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
You're talking about taxes, federal tax, or just tax in general. A populace needs structure, and we need to pay for that structure. I just have a problem with how much we have to pay the structure or to keep the structure.
And that's really kind of the problem when you have a monopoly. So what we've been taught our whole lives is that in order to have government, that government must be a monopoly. It can't have competition. But what we found through economics is that monopolies tend to provide very poor customer service. They tend to cost a great deal. And we've got all that. We have really crappy customer service at a very high price. And that's really what the whole conundrum here.
I think we need to constitutionally pass a law to limit how much they can tax their population. And I would like to cap it at no more than 10%.
Why would they do that, though?
9.9, because God asked for 10% in a tithe.
But why would they do that, Barry? I mean, you're talking about having politicians do something like that, that they'll never even consider it.
But the population, the people, have the power to enforce that.
How?
We need to elect good people to go in there and change that. I'm asking for a big miracle, if you will. But the population, we have.
What
the
makes
power
you think? Okay,
that.
Barry, I appreciate where you're coming from. I want to make it clear. I understand where you're coming from. It's a fairly common refrain that we need to get those bad guys out of D.C. Or
we've said it here on the show many years ago.
Yeah, wherever it is that the bad guys are. But what is it that makes you believe that good people are going to even run for those seats in the first place or have a shot at even getting through a primary?
That want to even hang out with the politicians in D.C.? Who would want to do that?
I mean, what makes you think good people like Ron Paul? I mean, Ron Paul is an unusual person in Washington, D.C. What makes you think people like him are going to even waste their time with this?
I don't.
Right. Good people do good things in life. Good people are creating products and services, and they're out there satisfying consumers and helping their customers and making, charities.
The town that I grew up in, St. Albans, West Virginia, they just passed an ordinance, that the rainwater that comes off your house goes into the gutter. Blows my mind. They're charging, I think, $7.50 a month for every house. And there's probably maybe 12,000 people in the city or city limits. That we have to put a cap on. I'm getting upset. But thank you.
No, it's okay. We don't mind people getting upset, getting passionate. It's actually good. Get it out there. This is a good venue, a good forum for that kind of thing. It's just that this has been said forever. I mean, people have always said we need to throw the bums out. And then 2 years or 4 years later, when you get a chance to throw the bums out, 90% of the incumbents stay right where they are. And even if the incumbent dies or somehow leaves or retires and then is replaced with somebody who's new, that's just another scumbag piece of trash politician who's going to continue using the power they have to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And it seems like there's no end to the process.
There's a suggestion.
I'm from a state that reelected Robert C. Byrd. And the argument that these people give me goes, well, he's done a lot for West Virginia. Well, yes, but he sold his soul to every vote that he voted for just to get more money in West Virginia. And hell, West Virginia should be self-efficient with all the coal that we have. We should be like,
who got the money? When people say this, people love this one. Oh, well, they're bringing back the bacon from D.C. And wait a minute. When you say that West Virginia got money because of Robert Byrd, what does that really mean? What it really means is you didn't get jack.
You paid.
Yeah.
You paid in, and West Virginia, the state of West Virginia, the people calling themselves West Virginia, who ain't you, they're the ones who got the
money.
This was
a very popular statement with a lot of people on the left during the bailouts, especially the auto bailouts and the bank bailouts. They said,
oh, I agree.
We've gotten all the money back. Well, your children have been billed, and their children have been billed, but you haven't received a check, so your use of pronouns there, like we, that's very interesting. I forget who said it. It was some other libertarian podcaster, but first thing, if you have these ideas for government, first find an organized crime family and turn it into a charity. And if you can do that, then maybe this is a worthwhile project that could be applied to government.
I think the Rockefellers, they did that, didn't they?
No, what? I think they might have. They go the other way, I think, a little bit more.
Okay. I had it backwards there. I'm sorry. I know
Barry, thank you for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. I get the intention. I mean, people want to believe that it's possible to change the system from the inside. At the federal level, it's not possible. In New Hampshire, however, I do believe it is possible. We've seen.
You believe that it's possible to take an organized crime gang, take it over, and turn it good? Because that's what Brett just suggested is impossible.
I think it's difficult in New Hampshire, but I think that we've seen people who love freedom actually getting elected here, which doesn't happen anywhere else in the United States in any meaningful fashion.
I think political activists can feel, can be assured that they exist, at least in New Hampshire, where if they were trying this in Massachusetts or New York or New Jersey.
Yeah, you have no chance in these other states.
Oh, and in those states, they might even be murdered. So, you know, there's all kinds of advantages to doing it here.
So if you really want to, if you love liberty, and that means you have to understand what freedom means, that you have to allow others to be free in order to be free yourself, and that being free means you should be able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. If you get what freedom's all about, you really need to check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement that's bringing people together who really want to see change happen, who want to do more than just complain about it or fantasize about it. These are people who are putting their ideas into action. They're taking their own self-volition, and they're getting out there and they're doing things and a variety of different things. Maybe it's running for political office. Maybe it's going ahead and not paying a dog fee like Mark is talking about here, and possibly going to court. Make them prove their case. So there's a wide range of activism that happens here.
Thinking about freedom outside of a political context is very, very important as well. And I think this is why a lot of these people who they want to hold out this hope, because if they can only think about things in this context of you want change, it happens through politics and government, because that's what we've been taught our whole lives. It's no fault of theirs that's what they think. That's what they've been taught. So it's a big step to admit that you're powerless in that arena. It's like, yeah, you would want to say, oh, yeah, we could just elect the right people.
It's more comfortable to say you want change, and then some politician comes along to promise it to you.
Yeah, about how it could happen.
Well, the politician will make it seem more real.
Hey, yeah.
Here's this guy. He's saying change, hope, freedom, liberty. Maybe he's telling the truth. All right, we're going to give it one more shot this election. And then next time it comes around and people do the same exact thing over and over again.
Well, this time we're going to present you with a woman.
Keep voting for the same people. Just the faces change. See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.